This is C.M. Atkinson, your host on Give Me 5 Minutes. I'd like for you to call someone else, call a friend, a neighbor, call someone you love. Tell them that the 5 Minute program is on the air. You'll be glad you did. They'll be glad you did. Monday through Friday, same time, same station. We're going into our lesson now. Scoot up your chair and lean in. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2 reads like this. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 8, the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. The preaching of the cross is the foundation of the church that Christ is building. No church will ever be honored in which Christ crucified is not continuously preached. Without it, there may be splendor, beautiful music, charismatic ministers, crowded communion tables, and large collections for the poor. But without the cross, no dark hearts will be enlightened. No proud hearts will be humbled. No broken hearts will be healed. And no fainting hearts will be strengthened. Without the preaching of Christ crucified in her pulpits, the church is like a well without water, like a sleeping watchman, like an ambassador without terms of peace. It's a message without the good news. A church without the preaching of Christ crucified in her pulpits becomes a comfort to infidels, a joy to the devil, and an offense to God. Death by the way of the cross has always been deemed the depth of shame. The fire, the sword, the axe have long been used as instruments of death by executioners, but these have been, in so many cases, associated with honor. But this is not true of the cross. Its victims, nailed in agony to the rough wood, suspended naked and torn to the gaze of the multitude, has always been reckoned a shame and disgrace. So it was. God allowed a place of shame lower than all others, for the great substitute, who in the fullness of time was to take the sinner's place, Jesus himself, the great outcast from mankind, despised, rejected, and deemed unworthy, even to die within the gates of the holy city. It was only after the crucifixion of Christ that men began to hear the cross was not what men thought, a place of curse and shame, but a place of strength, honor, life, and blessings. It was Paul who astounded the world with the bold announcement in Galatians 6:14 when he proclaimed, God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Jews and the Gentiles, the Pharisees and the barbarians looked to one another with contempt at the audacity of a few Jews defying the public opinions of nations and ages. These few Jewish believers struck down idols and altars with the cross as their only hammer. I hope this 5 minutes has been an encouragement to you. You can get in touch with me at BibleStrong316@gmail.com or log on to our website at BibleStrong316.org.